That's all we're asking for. Now, are they afraid of the principle that they have established? That's their principle. They have established the principle of freedom. Freedom of speech. Freedom of religion. Right to congregate. These are principles that they have established. Them and my ancestors, right? I'm sure some of my ancestors also supported those things. We were here. So that's what they have established. Now, are they afraid of it? Are they afraid of the principle of free competition that they have established? Are they afraid to let this religion and my voice go out just like theirs so that the people will have freedom of choice? Are they afraid of the principle that they have established? If they are, that's their shortcoming, not mine. I'm standing up for it. I beg you Muslims who are sincere to pray to Allah for extra strength. We need super strength to deal with the problems that we're faced with. Ask Allah for extra strength. So Allah, give us strength equal to the challenge that we're faced with in these days. If we just have a handful of people that's 100% committed to what I represent, we can do wonders. We can do wonders. Don't let nothing enslave you. Nothing. Well, die before you let anything enslave you. Say, well, you know, if you're going to do whatever the imam say, I guess you're going to call him boss now. He your boss, he your slave master. See, they know how to play on your foolish sentiments. Now, really, they are your slave masters. But they make you think they are your brothers, you know. They don't even pay no high respect to them. They pretend like we all on the same level. But they are your real slave masters, you see. So when they think you are really gonna give your ear to my leadership and ain't gonna let them whisper in your ear no more, then they say, oh, I guess you become your God. That's to shame you out of your commitment. Say, come on, let's go to Imam and tell him that. Just what you just told me. Come on, let's go to Imam. Tell him that just what you said. That he's a God over us. Bring him out. Yes, bring the wrongdoers out. I want you to think that I want to rest all the time. I'm busy all the time. I ain't got no time to rest. Right. Oh, don't bother you, ma'am. He wants to rest. That ain't no believer. Somebody tell you that? They ain't no believer. Tell you don't bother Imam, the Imam want to rest. They should tell you don't bother Imam, the Imam is busy, he's working all the time. Yeah. The Imam, he's going up to L.A., he's going to Las Vegas. He won't. Don't you think he's a human like you are? They won't say he's going to Las Vegas to save the masjid in Las Vegas from tax foreclosure. They say, yeah, we went to Las Vegas. Don't you think he's a man just like you are, brother? So I want you to know their tricks. I want you to know them. This is too much for you to handle. Give it up. You'll wear yourself out trying to handle this. I have planned to put out a dozen books this year. That was my plan. I may fall short, but I'm going to be trying to put out a dozen books this year. So they can't keep me from putting out books. They praying and hoping that and hoarding and carrying on. Yeah. So we're going to put out the books. And if they don't want to sell the books, I will go to the booksellers. I can sell the books outside of the community. If I have to, I'll go outside the community myself and establish my office outside of the community and show them that they will be over grounds that will be empty. Just empty, all the ground they're standing on. They don't have any followers. You think people follow these monkeys? They don't have any followers. The people follow the leader. And if I would walk outside the nation for the American Muslim Mission and tell the people I no longer belong to that, I'm here representing, you see the people will come right out of there. They won't have nobody. But I ain't gonna do that. Although I know what they have done and what they think, I ain't gonna do that. No, this is my place. People that donated for this place are not your people. They were my people. So this is my place. This is mine. This clock is mine. All of this is mine. That's right. Did they get it for you off of my leadership? They got it for my leadership. So all this is mine. The school, all the ground, that's my ground. I'm the only legal resident here. Now, that's the fact. I'm the only legal resident here. Anybody else here, they're here illegally. If they ain't paying rent to me, they're here illegally. I just want it to be plain. Mm-hmm. I could say to us, and they will go back and tell you, say, yeah, he meant to us, man. We running this. So I want it to be 100% clear. Not to us, to me. This is mine. And I'm the only legal resident here. Now, if you're with me, you have the same share in this that I have. But if you ain't with me, you don't have any rights to anything here. Now, you got that? Peace be unto you. Praise be to Allah. Dear beloved believers, occasionally it's necessary to kind of clean the air. Necessary sometimes. Let us pull our strength together and know that I'm here for the right, here for the right, and that I love every creature Allah created. The good ones and the bad ones too. But if they interfere with this work, I'm sorry. I love the work better. I love Allah and His good works more than I love the creatures. If we part, it won't be my fault, it's your fault. I'm more than patient, I'm more than tolerant. I don't think anybody can be more understanding than me. because I have no decisions that my own heart dictates. My decisions is what righteousness dictates. So if you can't live with me, I guess you belong in hell. So I pray Allah guide us in the straight path. Give us understanding in this religion. Make us strong, devoted followers of Prophet Muhammad. Open our hearts for complete and pure faith. Make us students of this religion. Make us always inclined to seek what Allah says first in the Quran before we make judgments. And to follow the Imam, the leader, Imam Waqidin Muhammad, for understanding. I pray Allah bless us and save us from the evil influences that are in this world. Save us from those who will intimidate us and frighten us with the pretense of power. Oh Allah, give us strength and make us walk in your path in a way that complements the great history of the followers of Prophet Muhammad. Ameen.
Ameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Praise be to Allah, Guardian Evolver, Cherisher, and Sustainer of all the worlds. We pray peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, universal prophet for all the people, for all ages. We pray that peace be upon his family, his descendants, his companions, upon the righteous, all of them, upon us in America and throughout the world. Ameen. Dear beloved Muslims, prayer is very important in the life of the Muslim. Prayer, very important in the life of the Muslim. Allah tells in the Quran that prayer is a cleanser. It's a cleansing agent. It cleans the spirit. It cleans the life of the person. We make ablution before we make prayer, but actually that ablution is just symbolic of what the words of God will do for you internally. That water that you use, it takes the pollution off the body. It takes the bad smell away. It takes the things that are offensive to society on the physical body, it takes those things away. It's symbolic of what the word of Allah, the Quran, the recitation of your prayers, will do for you internally. It will make you clean, sound, healthy, not polluted internally. So let us remember that. And again, Prophet Muhammad has said, peace and blessings be upon him, that the prayer is the Muslim's ascension. There are mystics who go through certain religious exercises to give their soul wings so they can ascend up from the low ideas and low things of the world. Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, he has said to us that prayer, as salat, that's our ascension. So if we don't pray today, that means we don't have a chance to ascend today. And all of us need to rise up above the gravity of this vulgar world. So let us practice prayer more. Try to make your prayers. I try to make mine. And I pray to Allah for strength, for discipline, so I can be more dutiful in the performance of my prayers. I hope one day that I'll be able to pray a prayer and not miss a one. Pray my five prayers and on time as they should be prayed. That's my hope. And that should be every believer's hope.
Right.
Every believer should hope for that, because that's our duty. Allah has prescribed that for us, And if we don't have that as a hope, then something is lacking in us. Prayer is very essential. It orders your mind. It gives order and discipline to your whole body. I mean the flesh, the intellect, and the spirit. It gives order and discipline. And at the same time, it gives a kind of spiritual, mental food. And seeing that even a physical food is given. I have prayed and felt better physically after I prayed. Like performing an exercise or a ritual, a physical ritual, make you feel better and more physical fit after you've gone through it. Well, I find the results come to me from praying. I find when I pray, the more regularly I pray, the more physically, more mentally, and the more spiritually fit I feel myself to be. Now, Allah has given us great benefits in prayer. But the greatest benefit is knowing that you have satisfied a demand that Allah made on you. That's the greatest satisfaction. So Allah asked me to do this, and I have done it. For a true believer, that's the greatest satisfaction, knowing that he has carried out what Allah asked of him. So dear beloved brothers and sisters, Allah is with the righteous. Always have been, always will be. And this is a new day. Let us work hard to keep our programs in the community and the masjid moving and moving on good ground, solid ground. If we see anything that's interfering with it or something that is taken from it, every Muslim should be alerted just like that. In this community, every Muslim is a soldier, man, woman, and child, in that respect, that he'll call attention. If a soldier in the battlefield sees an enemy right away, he won't turn his head. In this religion, we're the same. And the enemy, most likely, is some ignorance that's in the activity, some oversight in the activity, some bad direction in the programs. And we should be alert for that and bring it out right away. We want the best school. We want to be the best Muslims. And we want to get some financial strength. We would be plain stupid if we didn't want some financial strength. So we're going to get it. And I encourage all of you private people who are engaging in private business to give your businesses your best. If you are Muslims, give it your best. Don't shortchange your businesses. Some of you don't work but 2 or 3 hours in your business. Whether your business asks for 8 hours or not, give your business 8 hours every day. At least 8 hours every day. If you've done all the things that you need to do for today, start working on something for tomorrow. But work 8 hours on your business every day. And if you want to be really a good business person, you will work 15, 16 hours with your business every day. That's what you have to do until you get it strong. Get it really going. Get it to going. You have to work. Most of us, as soon as we get a little business, we want to ride around on the income from it and let other people work. We just sporting life. We go sport life. Go to the business when you think some more money is in the cash register. Ring it up, pull out the few dollars that they got, and then you take that in and you go ride in your car and stop at so and so's house and stop by this girl's job. Go to the bank, not to put nothing in the bank, just to speak to the teller, the pretty teller, and to show her you got a role, you see. And pretty soon he's ashamed to go there to even make his deposit because the bills done caught up with him. His car has been repossessed. His clothes have changed. He doesn't look like the same sporting life fella. So now he's ashamed to even go and ask for what's left in the deposit. He doesn't want the pretty girl to see him in that shape. And what got him in the shape in the first place was that attitude. You see? So let's work hard. Let's work hard. Be sensible. You can't compete with the people in this world if you're going to be a stupid monkey. These people are sharp. You can't be weak. You can't be morally weak. You got to be morally strong. You can't be lazy. You have to work hard. You got to work constantly. You can't leave things to circumstances, to guesswork. You got to watch it like a hawk. You got to watch everything you're doing, your business, your investment, and everything, the workers, and everything connected with your business. You got to watch it like a hawk. You have to know more about what's going on in every department than anybody else. The waitress, she should never know more than you about your business. The salesman should never know more than you about your business. The bookkeeper should never know more than you about your business. That's right. And he should never give you a bookkeeping system that you can't master. Yeah, if a bookkeeper offers you a system that you don't understand, say you have to say, I'm sorry, you cannot be my bookkeeper until I understand that thing like I understand my hand, man. So I have to understand that like I understand 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's right. That's how they beat the little man. They give the little man complicated systems that he can't understand. And they'll make him look like his business is doing good. Right? As soon as they get all they want out of the little man, then they tell him, business failing. And you can't turn it around because the system he got is too complicated for you to understand. I'm telling you. Most of our people fail because of that. They let systems come into their operation that they can't understand. Never accept a system that you can't understand. How you think that Jew got big? You think the Jew would let somebody come in and run a system, give him a system? I know in my own neighborhood, I saw Jews getting, I know they were rich. You know what he was doing? He wouldn't even use a calculator. Jew was adding up his money on a rough piece of paper with a pencil. And could add it up just like that, man. Adding up his money, such and such, $50.97. That's right. But you ain't getting $50.97 in the whole day. And you got to have a complicated system. You got you a bookkeeper, accountant, a tax man. Go down there to the tax place and ask the tax man how to figure out your $2 that you made this week. Yeah, ask the tax man. Don't pay no tax man. Go down there and ask the government. Go to the revenue office and ask the revenue office. Say, look, these are my receipts. This is how much I made it. Say, how am I to make out these taxes? Don't you know they'll help you? There are people down there that will help you. But you will go pay a tax man, giving him your money. You ain't making no money to give no tax man. You're supposed to give a tax man money when you're making too much for you to count. Then you got enough to pay him a little something to figure out your taxes. Don't pay no accountant. Don't pay no bookkeeper. Don't pay no tax man. You learn how to do all that for yourself until you get rich. Then when you get rich, hire one and tell him you'll kill him if he disappoints you. Right? I ain't telling you no more than the Irish, the Italians, the Jews, the Polish people. I ain't telling you no more than what they're telling their people. This is American what I'm doing. Dear beloved people, we have to grow. We ain't going to tolerate no failures that we can prevent. And most of the failures we have, we can stop it. Yeah, we can stop it. So praise be to Allah. Let us continue to work hard to improve our whole community and to improve upon our personal lives as Muslims. There ain't no other way. The Muslim life is the best. Wasn't the best, I wouldn't be in it. And believe me, I know what is the best. You know how come? They have tried to sell me on everything else, so I know what is the best. Yes. I've had so-called wise, they think they're wise, you know. I've had them try to sell me on anything but what I'm doing. So I know what they got, and I know what I got. Our religion is the best.
ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. آمين. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawmi Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu
Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Subhanallah.
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 Alhamdulillah.
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 Allahu Akbar.
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 Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
There might be some announcements, so let us first wait until Brother Adesanya has come.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum. He has some announcements. We'll make them very quickly and very briefly. There's a call for a conference, the Bay Area Black Women United, March 12th through 14th, 1982, University of California, Berkeley campus. You may see Sister Zarina Bilal or Sister Matala Alaji. You may contact them at number 321-9026. I have an announcement on collective buying. On Saturday, we will be receiving the halal chickens. We ask as many of you who can, please come on Saturday between 1 and 3. That way, we'll be able to get some of them out. We'll also be having the chickens available on Sunday after the Amashi meeting. But if you can, and it's convenient for you on Saturday, please come. Special announcement. Everyone wishing to have their individual and family picture to be included in the Welcome Imam Warthi Muhammad California brochure, please see Sister Aretha Rashid right after the meeting today for an appointment to have your picture taken. If you already have a black and white picture, it may be used in the contrast. It is satisfactory. You may see Sister Aretha Rashid after the meeting in front of the Secretary's office. Attention, Sister Claire Muhammad School program will start at 3 p.m. instead of immediately after Juma today. I believe that the children have a play that they've prepared. I'm sure it's a very wonderful program. We should support our Claire Muhammad School at the 3 p.m. today in the Elijah Muhammad Cultural Center. Sister Claire Muhammad School Girl Scout Troop 1763 would like to invite the Ummah to an awards banquet on March 20th, 1982 at 6 p.m. in the Cultural Center. The banquet is also to say thank you to the community for your support with the cookie sale. Further information, you may contact the troop leader, Sister Angel Shabazz. Announcement. To the parents of sisters attending Sister Claire Muhammad School, 2nd through 8th grades, the Sister Claire Muhammad School drill team practice time has been changed to Saturday from 1 to 4 p.m. Tryouts are on Saturday, March 6th. Please be sure your children attend. This is the last tryout for this year. For more information, contact Sister Myra Muhammad or Sister Betty Wakia, the drill instructors. I want to remind you about the publication, the Community Voice, the World Muslim News, and Al-Kalam. I have two brothers that will be coming up also, Brother Yusuf Wakia and Brother Azizuddin Bashir, for some important announcements. I'd like to call Brother Azizuddin. Would you please come forward? And follow him, Brother Wakia.
As-salamu alaykum. All right. Mine is a very brief announcement regarding the California Welcome Program. The tickets for this weekend, we're still selling the tickets. And myself, Brother Yusuf Wakia, you can pick up your tickets from either one of us. Also, Brother Enrique Rashid is selling the tickets. Also, Brother Abu Qadir, El Amin, you can pick up tickets from the High Street Deli, from the Treasurer's Office, Treasurer or Secretary's Office. All right, and it's important as soon as you can to get your tickets. Also, just want to say we are accepting partial payment on the tickets, especially if it's a family, and you want to put down something to reserve your seat. We will accept partial payment on that while you're getting the rest of the funds together. And I think there will be some additional announcements about the changes in the program to make it more beneficial to the local community, so that all the money that we get will go to strengthen our community. So it's very important, you know, that you participate in the program, and as soon as possible, before all the seats are gone, all the tables are gone. Brother Enrique and Brother Abu Qadir today are down in Los Angeles area working on ticket sales. So the tickets are selling, so I advise you to get your tickets as soon as possible. You can see myself, Brother Wakia, after the meeting. As-salamu alaykum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu alaykum. I'm sure everybody's familiar now with the petition drive that we have. Our goal is to receive 1 million signatures by Ramadan this year. 10 million, excuse me. 10 million. Don't mean to cut the program short any. Right, 1 million for the Bay Area. And these are the petition forms for everybody who haven't seen them. So we're expecting everybody's full participation to make this program a success. Now, we know it's going to be successful. There's no doubt in our mind about that. So we all want to be a part of the success. Whenever we do something in the community and we're successful, those that are just in the community always share in the glory and in the clap. But you get a greater experience, a greater reward out of experiencing the victory yourself by joining in with the work. So we want to encourage everybody and invite everybody out to put this program in motion 100% starting tomorrow. Brothers and sisters have been going out getting their signatures on their own, and that's good. We want to continue that. But we want to make it a collective effort starting here in the Masjid area. We want to first start with this area here and work out until we cover a nice radius. Then we want to begin in other areas, such as my area in West Oakland. You might have an area that you want to pinpoint. And over a period of time, we want to make the map of Oakland red. After we get through tomorrow, we want to have two pushes tomorrow. One starting at 10 o'clock. I'll be here at 10 to go out with all of you who want to go out tomorrow. And we want to go for about 2 hours. Then after door prayer, we want to have someone else here who'll go out for a second push. So if you occupy the first part of the day, maybe you can catch it on the second part of the day. If you're going to be occupying the second part of the day like I am, maybe you can catch it on the first part of the day. But come and do your share. Every time a group gets through, we'll mark the map red. And over a period of time, we'll have all of Oakland red and the surrounding Bay Area, and we'll have our share of 1 million and maybe more.
So,
yes, sir.
Green.
Represents life, Islamic life. Praise be to Allah. Grow. So, grow.
Red is bull.
Bull.
Bull is red.
Right. Praise be to Allah. So we don't want the bullet. Well, this is the best time to make a mistake. Praise be to Allah. That's a great correction. Appreciate that. So, we want to encourage everybody to come and join on and move out. Let's make this program a success. And if you don't have the courage to move, you don't have the will to get out, come with those who do have the courage to move, and the courage will rub off on you.
Right.
Without a doubt. And remember, the Prophet Muhammad has said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that follow up a bad deed with a good deed, and Allah will wipe out the bad deed. Now, we follow the imam. The imam said we had to watch these hadiths. But he said he follows the hadiths with strong common sense. And that sounds like common sense, and it sounds right in the course of the Quran, so I felt safe relating that hadith. So, if you're weak, you can become strong with this religion and with the guidance and leadership that we have under Imam Wahabuddin Muhammad. And he spoke earlier about the meeting with the Christian minister. And I'm going to get through so we all get out of here, but I just want to relate this part that I seen. The same person that he spoke of that recognized his wisdom when we was in front of the minister's church who was supposed to host the meeting. He was snowed out somewhere. And we was waiting for the imam and for him. At this time, we didn't know what was happening with him. But the imam was approaching in the car. I said, here comes the chief. He said, that's y'all's chief, huh? I said, that's our chief. He blew it. No, ain't nobody my chief on this planet. A few other things were said to him, and it was a little exchange there. But that same man shook the imam's hand twice, two times before he left his church.
Thank you very much.
And he said, brother, I can love you more now than I ever thought I could. Now imagine his years in the ministry. He was about 30 years old. About 50 years old. Give or take some years. Just consider all his years in the ministry. How much have he heard about the name Muhammad? And then he tells this man, I can love you more than what I ever thought. So what I've seen was when the Quran say, they hear the recitation of the Quran and the Christians will shed tears. So I seen continuous scripture being fulfilled in that day. And I know he had to say after we left that no wonder that boy called that man our chief. So, praise be to Allah. We want everybody's support. We want to move this forward. And the reason the man is familiar with the imam now is because of the work that has been done by brothers and sisters moving his leadership out. So if we all get together with it, he'll get to the Pope and be able to have the Pope saying the same thing. As-salamu alaykum. Another announcement Brother Anchar just handed me. The sisters who are interested in meeting with women's group in the area, the women of Craig are having meeting at 1 o'clock here at the Masjid. Come help deliver this message of Craig. Come and help to deliver this message of Craig. 1 o'clock tomorrow. Sister Hamida.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock tomorrow. That's all the sisters who want to help deliver the message of Craig. Meeting here at the Masjid tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Sunday. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, we have a walk to Sunday on a church in San Francisco. The scriptural discussion class will be held to Sunday at 10 o'clock at the San Francisco Center on Divisadero. Okay, and at 11:30 the walk begins. Now the church, I believe the name of it is Hannibal Williams New Liberation Church on Divisadero. It's on the corner. It's about 3 blocks up from the center. And those who have rides to transport the people over across the bay, you can meet here at 9. Whereas they give you enough time to get over and attend the scriptural discussion class. Right after the scriptural discussion class, then it'll be a walk on the church. Brother Zarif has an announcement. Zarif, did everybody hear that? There'll be a cleanup tomorrow at 7 o'clock here at the Masjid. The total grounds will be cleaned up by everybody to participate. And that shouldn't be a conflict in the CRAID movement. It should be enough here to work and go out on CRAID. If you go out in the first part of the day, you can work the Masjid the second part of the day. You might want to work the Masjid the first part of the day, then go out in the second part of the day for the petitions. So as long as we get in the spirit and respond to the work according to the knowledge that we're being exposed to, then we won't have no conflict in work. We'll be a harmonious working community. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, thank you very much. That concludes our meeting for the day. And I just suggested to the director of CRAID that they not use that expression, walk on the church. Walk on the church doesn't sound nice. So we're going to carry signs around the church. We're going to walk around the church. Or walk in front of the church with our signs. Don't use the terms from these demonstrators of the past. March on and walk on. That's not our, that doesn't express what we're about. We're not trying to walk on or march on anybody. We just want them to see our concern on the sign. And when they see that concern, I'm sure they'll respond to it. And if they won't, then that's all we can do. All we can do is bring the concern to them. We're going to some other place. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.